It's 8:57, 78 degrees. Time to check on commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting week with a lot of news in the commodity markets. How are the markets responding this morning?
Well, we're better this morning than we were overnight. I guess that's the only good thing that we can say about things here this morning. But on the July corn, we're unchanged right now, 376.5. That's about 4 cents off the low overnight. The December corn is at 397. That's up a half cent. That's about 3 or 4 cents off the lows too overnight. On the soybeans for July are at 973.25. That's down one. That's about 11 cents off the overnight lows. And the November beans are at 994. That's up 1.25. I'm sorry, down 1.25. And again, that's about 11 cents above the overnight lows. The wheat's unchanged here, up a half cent right now at 527.25 on the July. For the week, we've seen, as you said, it's been an interesting week, and I think we've seen a lot of stress because and uncertainty because of all the trade situation that we've been dealing with, and I think that's really the outside influence that's been on the markets. But we have seen heavy fund liquidation, and the funds have liquidated probably estimated over 50,000 contracts of corn this week. Of beans this week, and about 100,000 contracts of corn. The crop conditions continue to be generally good. We expect to see little change on Monday's report, but we do have a crop report out next WASDE report out next Tuesday, and we do see some crop problems around the world, so that could change. We've met our counts kind of on the corn as far as the downside. The beans could still have a little bit of additional downside, but we have tested overnight there this year's low on the nearby weekly chart on soybeans. So everything's kind of oversold pretty heavily here right now, and I think we're probably due for a little bit of a bounce, but I'm not sure that we can go very far up at this point.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks a lot for the update.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. That's Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, we are going to have some rain chances here the next few days. Partly cloudy today, chance of a thunderstorm late in the day with a high of 91, an east wind at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 68. And partly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 89. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 78 degrees at 9 o'clock.